This is Andy Griffith. Back in 1928, a couple of good old country boys named Fontaine Harris and Vernon J. Crawley were running some minor league con games throughout the South. Now, they never really hit it big. As a matter of fact, their schemes by today's standards were virtually harmless, almost laughing. Anyway, one day Fontaine got this bright idea. Why not form a fake movie company and sell worthless stock to the suckers? To give the scam a bit of authenticity, they brought Henri Garbo into the venture. It worked once in Kansas City, but the second time disaster struck as their next pigeon was a Chicago bootlegger, but he was rubbed out before they could make the deal, see? Yes, sir, it was time to go straight. Straight out of town as fast as Vernon could drive. They hightailed it toward Omaha with an added passenger, Millie Himmel. She was the departed gangster's bookkeeper who took $400,000 of his whiskey money as a bequest to meet expenses. Finally, they arrived in Los Angeles. But before we begin our story, let's meet some of the folks.
I'm Fontaine Harris, and we're on the verge of a new era. Yes, sirree, Bob. Talking movies are the coming thing.
Shoot. Uncle Vernon J. Crawley and those movies are nothing but a flash in the pan.
I'm Millie Himmel, and this is the first time I've been west of Omaha.
I am Henri Garbo. I want to be a star of the silver screen, a matinee idol. I have savoir-faire. I have je ne sais quoi.
Well, I ain't never going to sit next to you again.
Idiot. I am Carl von Goerken, the famous unknown movie director. These people are driving me crazy.
I'm Ben B. Barron, and I've sold the BB Movie Studios to Fontaine for $20,000. Was he taken for a ride? We were almost on the verge of bankruptcy. What a sucker.
I'm Lola LaRue, the feminine fatal. I'm the biggest star in BB Studio.
Oh, mon Dieu. She's terrible. That voice, it's like nails on a blackboard.
We're going to get taken this time. That movie studio ain't nothing but a money pit.
And the worst part, BB Brain refuses to make talking pictures.
Now, don't you worry, fellas. Tomorrow I am making some changes.
Yeah, sure you will.
And that brings you up to date. It appears that Fontaine was outfoxed. Or was he? Stay tuned, because that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Fontaine Harris, Hollywood producer, by Ken Girard. Our stars, Jesse White and Hal Perry.
As I told you, in 1928, the Ben B. Barron Studios were on the verge of bankruptcy. But wild horses couldn't stop Fontaine Harris from investing. He gave B.B. $20,000, and B.B. gave them the gate. It was a depressed group that met in Vernon's hotel room the next morning.
I can't believe it. $20,000 right down the drain. Henri Fontaine got snookered.
Incroyable. Monsieur Bibi wants to make silent movies about cowboys. Cowboys performing car tricks.
Silent car tricks.
Eh bien, are there noisy ones?
Oh, that's amusing. A $20,000 joke.
Well, what should I tell him? Good morning, Fontaine.
Well, how are y'all this morning? Order breakfast, Vernon?
Why are you in such good mood?
Vernon, please. The boys tell me that you spent some money.
Made the investment of a lifetime. We're going to strike it rich. It's the beginning of our fortune.
Uh-huh.
Millie, we are on the ground floor of a new industry.
More like the basement.
Oh, come on, Vernon. The Ben B. Barron Studios are a gold mine, I tell you.
But that man, that B.B. Brain, he threw us out of his office and off his property.
You don't say. Well, Mr. B.B. is on for a big surprise. Remember, I own 75% of his outfit. We're going to make some changes, starting with films and ending with the board of directors.
It don't sound good. We can't make a movie.
Oh, now hold it, Millie. I don't want to hear any more negative talk. Now listen, folks. Will you trust me? Talking movies are the common thing.
So why hasn't D.W. Griffith made one?
Well, let me finish. Times are a-changing. It's 1928, and we are on the verge of a conceptual breakthrough.
I salute you. We will have the greatest movie company of them all.
Yeah, sure we will.
I don't know. Okay, count me in. I can always go back to Chicago and wait on tables.
Oh, it's about time I'm starved.
Ah, good morning, y'all.
Ron Gherkin, I should have known. Well, come on in.
Oh, so what's eating him?
Probably a tapeworm. Well, what's happening, Carl?
Oh, I bring some bad news.
Just what we need.
BB is going wild. He stops production and all the restaurants. He fires the Indians, sells the horses. Cowboy Conrad is no longer on the set.
Well, sounds like good news.
Maybe that movie was a bomb and Conrad the pilot. But this one is worse. BB produces it, directs it, and... He's also the star.
I knew it. It's only the beginning.
Will you hush up, Vernon? Now, give it to me slowly.
Your money is gone. Wasted. I tell you, the studio is finished, kaput. He is making Son of Shakespeare with Lola LaRue. That man is the bard. Junior. I want to throw myself under a speeding typewriter.
Who's Shakespeare?
I tell you later. Oh. Lola LaRue, the one who speaks through her nose? Correct. She cannot sing or dance. For her, walking is an intellectual experience.
Hey, ain't she the blonde, the beautiful blonde we seen filming the scene? Mm-hmm. You know, the one with the engine?
Yep. She almost got killed last week. In a battle of wits.
Oh, we got to stop this madness. I won't let 20 big ones go up in smoke.
Ah, this could be a blessing in disguise.
Ah, come on, Fontaine. Admit it. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge.
No, sir. I got him just where I want him. Sure, it looks bad, but it ain't. Old B.B. is so busy, he'll never know what hit him.
Well, you do own the majority of the stock. You could vote him out. It is your company.
Our company, Millie. Millie, we're going to get you a job at the Baron Studios.
Me in movies? Oh, I'm not that glamorous. I do have nice teeth. I did have the lead in my junior high school pack.
Honey, I want you to work as a bookkeeper.
I'm not going to be a star.
Oh, sugar, didn't you do Big Al's accounts?
Yeah.
Were you a bootlegger? Well, that's what I mean. You can keep an eye on the movie company's finances and still be your own woman. Now, ain't that super?
Oh, I guess so. But it don't sound right.
Oh, good girl. I knew I could count on you, Millie. Now, Vernon, I want you to romance Miss LaRue. How about it?
Oh, sure thing, Fontaine.
Carl?
Yeah?
You and Henry start planning some new pictures.
Oh, good.
Talking movies. Yes, sir. I'm going to make some changes. We're going to hang old B.B. with his own rope.
It appears Fontaine's in a whole peck of trouble. The fabulous B.B. not only has taken his money, but plans to produce, direct, and act in Son of Shakespeare. Somehow it doesn't sound like a quality film.
Quiet on the set. Scene 7, take 2, and action.
My Lord Falcon Bridge, welcome to my humble mansion. Yonder chambers have been set for thy party. I am Billy Jr.'s wife, Cornelia. Has the journey been tough? Prithee, take a cup of the grape with us.
Cut. It's a wrap. Wonderful, my angel.
Oh, of course. I'm a pro.
Take 5, everybody. Bravo, Lola, bravo. You have such a sense of the drama.
Of course. It's in the blood.
You old brat. They're coming this way. Lola, be very nice to these people. Important investors. Ah, Dr. Harris. What an unexpected pleasure. And this must be your charming mother.
What?
No, Miss Himmel. May I present the fabulous Ben B. Barron?
Not really.
Oh, I like your hat. Is the bird alive?
A regular Buster Keaton, ain't you?
It's really exciting to be on a real movie set, isn't it, Millie?
Just swell.
And this must be the beautiful Lola LaRue.
Of course. My. You're heavier in person.
Of course.
Well, I'd like you to meet one of your biggest admirers. Vernon, say hello. Vernon, stop drooling.
Can I have your autograph?
That's if she can spell.
Millie, please. Movie stars sure have a strange effect on people.
Especially Lola, the most talked about woman in Hollywood.
You better believe it.
Lola, why don't you take Mr. Crawley and Miss Himmel on a tour of the studio, huh? Dr. Harris and I have a little business to transact.
Of course. This way.
I'll see you later, folks. Now, Vernon, you behave yourself.
What an actress.
That's what everybody's asking.
How true. Yet this movie will catapult her into a new dimension. Lola is the toast of two continents.
Greenland and Australia? I understand you've canceled all the Westerns.
Oh, absolutely. From now on, we go into big-budget films. Hard-ticket productions. Why, Son of Shakespeare is on to three figures already. Dr. Harris, the ceiling's the limit.
Sounds real progressive. I like your thinking, B.B.
Stick with me, kid, and you wear rhinestones.
Seems I made a right fine investment.
Naturally. We will lead the industry. We will produce only the finest silent movie.
That troubles me a bit. It appears the rest of the people, first artists and some of the others, are going the other way.
Let them. Dr. Harris, they'll never perfect talking movies.
Well, it's possible. It's possible.
Give the people what they want. Silent movies with titles and lots of piano playing. Mm. I'm going to make a fortune when the rest are starving.
I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Want me to fix you up with some starlings?
Say what?
Movie starlings. Girls.
I appreciate it, but no thanks, B.B. But could you find a job at the studio for Miss Himmel?
As an actress?
Golly, no. Poor Millie, she's so shy. I thought she could work in the office, perhaps. You know, record-keeping? She used to be a file clerk, you know.
Oh, absolutely. No problem. My company is always open to relatives. We'll put her in accounting.
Well, that's mighty nice of you. It'll sure keep her interested.
Hey, Fontaine. Hey, Bubba, this place is something.
Yeah, have a good time, Vernon.
The best. Thanks to Miss LaRue.
Of course. I gave him the whole shot. Commissary, prop room, both cameras.
Well, sounds fantastic. Millie, Mr. Barron says he might have a job for you in the bookkeeping department.
Swell. When do I start?
Tomorrow. Any girlfriend or relative of Fontaine Harris is welcome in my studio.
Miss LaRue says I can visit her any time, even watch her on the set.
Of course.
Ah, that's right fine. I think we accomplished a whole lot today. B.B., with you in the driver's seat, I think this company's in for some very interesting moments.
Oh, I love it. Doctor, flattery will get you everywhere. However, we must get back to work. Places, everybody, let's get back to roll now. Lola on the set, makeup, wardrobe. Excuse me, we have an epic to crank out. Come around anytime. Anytime.
Well, what do you think?
I think he's a walking disaster. Now, if I don't move quickly, we could lose the whole 20,000. Now, come on, Millie. We got us some strategy to crank out.
C'est triste. We have been outmaneuvered. Bibi is too smart for us.
Pass the salt, please.
Sure.
Poor Fontaine. I mean, I tried everything, just like he said.
And now the pepper, here.
I went through their books. I listened. I snooped. The company is really broke.
Well, we try another industry. Perhaps real estate. We forget the movie business. A wild scheme. Not for amateurs. Eh bien?
This chicken is terrible. No taste. Here, Henri. Try it, please. Well, It's no good, huh?
You know, they do not know how to cook in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I told you.
I could make it really tasty and crunchy. Yeah, yeah. I could make the bird crunchy.
You're worrying about food, and we're faced with a crisis.
Well, I pick up the habit from Vernon.
Vernon! Oh, where is he? Oh, Vernon!
Oh, Millie, don't.
I want it just like it was. I want all of us together again.
I cannot digest when women cry.
It was the best time of my life, being shot at, chased by Lou the Knife, almost killed in an airplane. Now I'm back in accounting. Debit to the window, credit to the wall. I hate it.
Ma chérie, I understand.
And Vernon's with that blonde floozy. He should be here overeating.
He will come, believe me. Why don't you go out and spend some money? Take a couple of thousand. Buy a car. Buy two cars.
No, I can't drive.
Buy a house.
What? In two floors the rest of my life? Skip it.
Why not purchase some land? It always makes you feel better if you earn something.
Yeah, sure. You know, there's a beautiful orange grove just up the street.
Très bien. The smell of orange blossoms.
You mean the Old Bailey Orchard in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, they have been trying to unload that for years. The trees are oranged out. The land is worthless.
I like it. Besides, it overlooks the ocean.
Yeah, well, everything overlooks the ocean if you have a 90-foot tower.
Let her do what she wants. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. However, the real estate agents are as thick as bootleggers.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. It's a waste of money. Oh, I'm a flop.
Oh, no. It will be all right. Please, do not cry on my jacket.
Okay.
How y'all doing? I guess we're just in time for lunch, eh?
What's that?
Fried chicken.
Oh, sure. That ain't the worst stuff I ever did see. Look at that. Well, they just don't cook Southern out here.
Yeah. I agree. The bird lacks crunch.
Mm. A crunch of chicken. Well, we might be on the verge of another conceptual breakthrough.
And I'm on the verge of a breakdown.
Because of the chicken?
Dummy.
Oh, now, what's wrong, sugar?
Oh, everything. Let's get in the airplane and get out of Los Angeles.
Oh, now, hold on, Millie, honey. It ain't as bad as you think.
I tried to tell her that, but I don't believe it. We know. The investment est fini.
No sirree, Bob. Vern and I figured just what we should do. Old BB's days are numbered, I tell you. I got him nailed to the barn door like an old skunk. Now, how about some lunch? I'll explain everything while we're stuffing our faces.
Hot dang, here we go.
While Fontaine and company are busy planning to take over the studio, another meeting is being held across town. Old B.B. knew something was brewing, and as they say, the plot thickens.
Lola, my dearest, what have you been able to wheedle out of that country bumpkin?
Nothing. That hayseed, Vernon, is just a hayseed.
I don't trust him. Dr. Harris is a shrewd one.
And smart, too.
I love it when you're perceptive.
Of course. Call it women's institution.
You know, perhaps Vernon is the real brains behind that group.
Vernon? All he thinks about is his next meal.
It could be a trick.
Sure is. I don't know how he keeps from exploding. He eats like a whale.
You didn't tell him about our new movie, did you?
Oh, come on. He's only got eyes for me. He's not the brains.
Then it has to be the Himmel woman. They're using her as a plant.
Oh, sure. An indoor plant.
Lola, if you weren't so beautiful. Yes?
Well, afternoon, B.B.
Ah, Dr. Harris, the pleasure is all yours. My dear, could you leave us for a moment?
Naturally. Business meetings bore me. I'm going for a manicure. See you later.
Quite a talent.
Mostly undiscovered.
Yes. And she's going to add a new dimension to Hollywood?
Well, it sure won't be her hat size.
I suppose you're here to discuss something else? Another friend on the payroll? Those Hollywood starlings. As they say, love makes the world turn around.
Yes, B.B., I've been doing some poking and probing.
Bet you have, eh, Doc?
Well, seems my investment is on some pretty shaky grounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It appears that funds are being diverted into special projects like fancy cars, jewelry.
Shocking. I'll conduct an investigation. We'll fire every non-relative in the department. I won't have this in my studio.
Come off it, B.B. I know the whole story. You're skimming the gravy right off the top.
Oh, it's my company, my studio, my way of running things.
With our money. Now, Bubba, we bailed you out once, but not again.
Dr. Harris, I own 75% of this company, and I'll do exactly what I want and when I want.
No, sir. You're so busy getting things backwards that you don't remember what you signed.
75%. The deal was $50,000 for 25%. But you knocked me down to $20,000 for...
For 75%. Here's the paper to prove it.
It's a forgery, a fraud. I'll take you to court.
Now, listen up, B.B. You're finished. Through. I'm taking over the studio, changing the name, packing you and your relatives up and out.
You can't do this. I've sunk some of the best months of my life into this company.
Oh, sure you have, and I appreciate everything you haven't done. I thank you. Millie thanks you, and generations of unborn movie makers thank you.
Oh, I appreciate the compliment.
B.B., I don't want to fight with you. It's only that we got to go our separate ways.
And I thought we understood each other.
Oh, we do. It's been a right pleasure. You are the apex of limited conceptions.
You really think so?
Well, I'll put it in writing.
Would you? Mean so much to my mommy.
B.B., to show you I'm a square shooter, I would like to buy your 25% of the studio.
Really? How much?
$1.
What? Are you crazy? I want $50,000 cash.
I knew it. You're a tough one. Well, we'll have a stockholders' meeting to settle this.
Now?
Well, good a time as any. All those in favor of Ben B. Barron's resignation, say aye. 75%, say aye.
Look, this is illegal.
I'm sorry, you're out, B.B. All those in favor of Fontaine Harris as chairman of the board, say aye. 75%, say aye.
Wait a minute. Let's make a deal. A compromise.
Too late. You had your chance, B.B. Meeting's adjourned.
Why me? What's so special about this studio?
Well, let's just say I like the atmosphere.
5,000.
Can't do it.
Please. Lola likes expensive toys.
Yeah, like the ermine cape or the studs. Tell you what, B.B., I'll buy your stock for $1,000.
Done.
A sign right here. Well, now, thank you. It's a real pleasure doing business with you, B.B. Come around anytime. Anytime. The special meeting of the Ben B. Barron Studios will now come to order.
Oh, Fontaine, is it really ours?
Every last inch.
I propose we change the name to Amalgamated Kinescope.
Well, sounds good. All in favor?
Aye.
I propose we cancel the hit flop Son of Shakespeare.
Aye.
I propose we throw darts at B.B.'s portrait.
Aye. All right, now, let's simmer down, folks. We got a long road ahead of us. Oh,
nothing can stop us. We will make grand cinema. We will talk. We will fight. We will love. I, Henri Garbeau, will be the matinee idol's idol.
Oh, Henri, I could kiss you.
This meeting.
Well, what do we do now?
Yeah, what's next?
C'est vrai. Mon Dieu, we are the them of them. When people say, ask them if it is all right, it means us.
Well, maybe we acted too hastily. I mean, we're employers. It's right different.
Sure. I've been so used to taking orders that I don't know how to give them.
Yeah. What have we done?
Fontaine?
Well, first of all, we're going to stop worrying.
Oh, that's easy to say. It was easy to say. Now we've got responsibilities.
Vernon, if you worry, you just can't think straight. And pretty soon you'll be all knotted up like long hair in a tornado. Now, I want you to be concerned instead of worried.
Well, sure, it's all the same.
No, it ain't.
I understand. We concentrate on our abilities.
we solve the problems instead of make them.
Just what I was about to say.
Oh, sure it was.
Now, wait a minute. If B.B. could produce movies, so can we.
That's right. I'm just as smart as Ben Barron. Making films couldn't be that difficult. Matter of fact, it's... Well, it's like building a car. Well, shoot, Fontaine, I made that Ford Perfecto myself from nothing.
And what is acting? A lot. But we are on the verge of a new era. Talking movies. If I cannot perform, then I will direct.
Oh, Henri, you'll make a wonderful director.
I do have a bit of a flair. Carl will help me, mais certainement. He has experience and talent. Yes. The future is quite challenging.
When do we start?
Millie, honey, we just did.
Andy Griffith again, and here's the fourth act of Fontaine Harris, Hollywood producer. The new owners of the studio are having their first story conference.
And then, Arturo sweeps her into his arms, and they fly off into the sunset. The end. Well, it's wunderbar, no? Happy ending. Lots of good feeling.
Well, I don't know, Carl. Seems kind of predictable. I don't think it's a fresh idea.
Yeah, it is a today concept. It has relevance.
Absolutely. But, well, we should lead the pack. Be innovative.
Okay. We make unhappy ending. The plane crashes. Natürlich, we send thousands of women rushing from the theater, tears streaming down their cheeks.
No. Lovers should always walk out into the sunset.
Or grow old in Florida.
Oh, it's got to be a different way. Huggy-kissy stuff don't appeal to the men. Well, I wouldn't pay a nickel to see some gent get all misty-eyed. No way. I want action.
I want romance.
Suppose we make Arturo a flying florist.
No, that won't work.
You have a better suggestion?
Yeah, that we don't argue. It reminds me of sitting at the dinner table, always bickering. No wonder I hate string beans.
I'm sorry, Henry.
Oh, it's nothing. I propose we scrap the project.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I know. Why don't we adapt a movie from a book?
Hey, that sounds great. Imagine if we did something from Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, how do you know about him?
Well, I know a lot of stuff. You want me to recite The Raven?
We'll take it under consideration.
Sure you will.
Well, let's do something modern. You know, current situations. I think that we should look for, I don't know exactly, but we got to be progressive.
D'accord. We work with unknowns, all new talent, unpublished authors.
How can you be an author if you are not published?
It's the effort that counts. Now, we can't decide anything this way. Vernon, you, Henry, and Carl, make up a list of possibilities. Shoot the word.
Right. We'll have a meeting.
Maybe we should have secretaries take notes.
999. That is a casting session.
Sure, like the one in Kansas City.
Maybe. Vernon, remember the Ferrell twins? Oh, they were divine.
And nice, too.
Boys, please, Millie and I got to talk about finances.
Yeah, of course. Well, come on. I make some crunchy chicken in the commissary and we throw around idea.
Ah, c'est bon. However, this time we add more breadcrumbs to the batter.
No. It needs more paprika.
Fellas, please take it somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the same, you all.
Millie, 20 years from now, this will look like the Stone Age.
How can you be so sure? And suppose you're wrong and we lose the whole thing.
Would you stop fretting, girl? How are you going to ever function with that kind of attitude?
It's my nature. At home, I was the designated worrier.
Well, it shows. I'll tell you what. I give you permission to have a 15-minute nervous breakdown once a week. Be my guest. Do it, enjoy it, and get it over with. Girl, we are sitting on top of the world.
Oh, Fontaine, I just think you're swell.
Yeah, likewise. Now, how is our cash position?
Oh, it hasn't altered a bit. I hired a new accountant. I'm grooming him to take over the bookkeeping department.
Ah, great. That's just great. Now, listen, Millie. Part of the studio's assets is some real estate in the boondocks.
I remember the orange groves in Beverly Hills.
Right. Now, why don't you check it out? Maybe we should get into the wholesale fruit business, maybe.
Funny. I was thinking of buying land up there myself.
All right. Go ahead. Take a couple of thousand. If it looks good to you, buy it.
Wait a second. I got this broker's card. Yeah, here. Hollywood Huntoon. An acre a day in the long run will pay.
Right. All right. Now, just watch yourself.
Don't worry.
Maybe he's got some investment property like an apartment house.
Forget it. That's all I need. Tenants calling me up in the middle of the night. No, the best deal is land. It don't talk back.
Come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Dr. Harris. I'll come back in a couple of months.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. I'll see you later, Fontaine.
Hey, sure enough.
I better go.
No. Sit down a spell. I didn't catch your name.
Ambrose Smith. Ambrose Smith. I work with the camera crew. I'm going.
Oh, now, hold on. Now, just don't get nervous. I'm not going to bite you.
B.B. never let me sit there.
Well, Mr. Barron's gone. Things are going to be different now. Tell me, what's on your mind?
It's about the invention.
Uh-huh.
I need some more money, sir.
What for? A special camera? Lens?
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it, sir, yes.
All right. Well, how about being specific? Now, how much you need? $50?
$100? $2,000.
Say what?
Sorry, I mentioned it, sir. Don't get mad.
No, hold on now. Just sit down.
Don't yell. I'll cry.
Well, in the gosh, man, I wouldn't. Now, calmly and quietly, tell me about the invention.
Well, B.B. bought it for the studio, and I have an agreement to build and develop the image dissector.
Now, what in heaven's name is that?
Well, it's a photoelectric effect by which light can be converted into electricity. Heinrich Hertz discovered that ultraviolet light emits electrons, such as potassium, and this, coupled with the invention of the thermionic valve and von Nipkow's rotating disc, is the basis of my, well, really, your invention, sir. You see, it's possible to convert a series of gradations of light into electric impulses. Well, in 1908, Swinton developed the cathode ray, which...
Oh, time out, hold it. Will you slow down?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's cut away some of the technical stuff. Now, just what does this invention do?
It shows a moving picture in your home.
That's the wildest scheme I ever heard of.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, we're fooling around with talking movies, and people still believe it's the devil's work or actors hanging around behind the screen. You're a little ahead of the rest of us.
That's what B.B. said.
Well, how much did he sink into this venture?
$75, and I had to buy all my own tools.
Oh, that B.B. He throws money around like pianos.
Look, Dr. Harris, home vision works. I can project an image on a receiving set. I'm inches away from perfecting it. Please, sir, I need the money for new equipment.
Well, Ambrose, I don't know what you're inventing. However, I think I can spot an honest man when I see one. Tell the people in bookkeeping to make up a check, let us say, for $2,000. Bring it in here and I'll sign it. All right, now, take it easy. All right, Ambrose, you don't have to kiss my hand. Ambrose, cut it out. Now, stop crying.
Yes, sir.
From now on, I want you to have an office and a workshop at the studio.
You're too good to me.
Oh, for pity's sake, man. It's the least I can do for a $2,075 investment.
Lola, would you stop painting your toenails?
Should I paint yours?
No, I want you to call that hayseed again.
Oh, baby, it's not going to work.
I want you to ensnare him.
Nice girls don't do things like that.
Your mother should have had the stork arrested.
Why?
For smuggling dope.
Funny. I'm not the one who lost the studio.
You're the one that's going to get it back for me.
Vernon is interested in whipped potatoes.
Lola, no man resists your charm.
So I've been told.
That backwoods Barrymore is no exception. Weave a magic spell. I want him eating out of your hand.
That is disgusting.
It was a metaphor.
Don't get dirty.
Lola, call Vernon. Cry on his shoulder. Tell him your troubles.
See ingrown toenail?
No. Make something up. Gain his confidence. Find out what's happening at my studio.
Oh, you want me to be a spy?
Yes. It'll be your greatest role.
Oh, just like Matt or Harry.
Right. Now you make your call. I'll get my company back yet.
Oh, no, no. It's terrible. It's just terrible. I'm gone for 2 minutes and you're handing out money like it was sand.
I made an investment.
On what? A box that shows talking movies? In the home? You crazy? You were picked clean.
Vernon, I tell you, that
now,
man is...
Now, don't say it. Don't.
Fine. All right. Fine. Let's talk about something else.
Fontaine, you're running wild, and the money's running out.
Land sakes, will you stop worrying, boy?
Just invest some of the money, like in the stock market. Hey, people are making fortunes overnight. Why, the bellhop, you know, the skinny one at the hotel, why, he's worth $200,000 or $300,000.
The one with the Western draw? I thought he wanted to be an actor.
Not anymore. Fontaine, we're missing the boat. All we got to do is put up 10%. For $10,000, we can buy $100,000 worth of stock. Why, it's a cinch.
I don't know. It just sounds too easy. One day, somebody's going to pull the plug.
Hogwash. It's 1928. We're on the verge of... the sky is the limit.
Well, all right. I guess you got to test your wings sometime. How much you want?
$50,000.
Boy, that's a powerful lot of money.
Well, if bellhops and taxi drivers can make a fortune, so can I.
Well, all right, Vernon, I'm against it, but... All right, you'll have it tomorrow.
This time, I want you to trust me.
Oh, my.
The story committee has met... and has some recommendations.
You will love our ideas. Cinema extraordinaire. An all-talking movie.
Yeah. Action, romance, adventure.
All right, lay it on me, fellas.
First, we make a western about a singing cowboy.
Next.
It's no good.
Never make money, and who can find a saddle jockey that sings? That idea is absolutely the worst.
Well, okay. This one you will like. We make a movie about the Civil War.
Where the South wins.
Vernon, please.
Idiot.
Oh, all this excitement makes me hungry.
Me too. I found a new place to have lunch. The best Hungarian food on that block. Come on, Vernon, we chow down.
Sorry, fellas, I'm going to a stockbroker.
No, too bad. Fontaine, would you care to join us?
Thanks, but I think I better stay here and reorganize the company.
Yeah, and where is Millie?
Well, out buying some land in Beverly Hills.
Oh, well, we see you at dinner.
Sure thing. Catch you later, boys.
After you, my dear Carl.
Yeah.
Today, goulash. Tomorrow, the world.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Fontaine Harris, Hollywood producer, was written by Ken Girard and produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your host was Andy Griffith. Our stars were Jesse White and Hal Perry. Featured in the cast were Barney Phillips, Shepard Mankin, Sandra Gould, Jack Crucian, and Shirley Mitchell. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears, a name that means quality and value. A name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value.
This is Vincent Price. Join us tomorrow. I'll have another story to astonish and mystify.